So I'm over in Moscow. I'm waiting to do this interview. It gets out that we're doing it. And I'm immediately denounced by this guy called Boris Johnson, who was for a short time the prime minister of Great Britain. And Boris Johnson calls me a tool of the Kremlin or something. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of, I mean, his name's not actually Boris, as I'm sure you know. His name is Alex Johnson. He right. called himself Boris in mm-hmm. high school. So the guy who calls himself Boris is accusing me of having, so I was annoyed. So I put in a request for an interview with Boris Johnson, as I have many times, because he's constantly denouncing me as a tool of the Kremlin. He says no. So I'm thinking about saying, I'm getting more annoyed. So I know a lot of people who know Boris Johnson. So I reach out to them. Finally, one of his advisors gets back to me and says, he will talk to you, but it's going to cost you $1 million. He wants $1 million
what?
In US dollars, gold or Bitcoin. No, this just happened yesterday or 2 days ago. And I'm like, he wants $1 million. Yeah. And then he will talk to you about Ukraine. He will explain his position on Ukraine and explain what. So he attacks me without explaining how I'm wrong, of course, or how he's right. This is, by the way, the guy who single-handedly, at the request of the U.S. government, stopped the peace deal in Ukraine a year and a half ago and is, I think, for that reason, responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. He won't explain any of that to me in an interview until I pay him $1 million.